Good morning and welcome to Eater Daily News.
Today we're going to be talking about the book and the movie called And Then There Were None by Agatha Christie.
This book is a murder novel, and basically what happens in it is 10 people are invited to an island. The island is called Soldier Island, and they don't know who invited them. And each night they get killed by who knows who.
Yeah, they don't know who is the murderer, and so it's kind of, it gets intense, and what also makes it, suspenseful is that each of the characters previously killed someone in their life, and so they all find that out on the first night that they're together. So, we're gonna talk about the characters and, who they killed and how they were killed and who they were killed by. So our first guest was Anthony Marston, and he killed John and Lucy Combs, and he was drinking something that had cyanide in it, and he was the first one to die.
Our second guest was Mrs. Rogers. Mrs. Rogers killed Jennifer Brady by suffocating her. And she was killed in her sleep, but we are not sure how.
Yeah, but we think that she was given poison. She was poisoned before she went to sleep. And our next person was General MacArthur, and he killed Arthur Richmond, and because he was having an affair with General MacArthur's wife. And he was killed. He was sitting on the cliffs, and someone came up behind him and hit him and killed him.
Our next guest is Mr. Rogers, and he also helped Mrs. Rogers kill Jennifer Brady. Mr. Rogers was hit in the head with an axe while he was chopping sticks.
Yeah. And then our next guest was Emily Brent. And by this time, all of the characters in the book, the first death, they thought it was an accident, but now they realize that it's not a coincidence, and so they are starting to get suspicious of each other and blame each other for trying to put the blame on each other. So then the next person who dies was Emily Brent, and she was she killed, well, she didn't kill, but it was her fault that Beatrice Taylor committed suicide, and she was killed. She was injected with a syringe that had some type of poison in it, and it killed her.
Yeah. Justice Wargrave sentenced Edward Seton to death. Justice Wargrave actually didn't die. He faked his death. He made it look like he was shot in the head, but really, it was just clay.
Yeah. And so Dr. Armstrong, he was pushed down the cliffs. He was on the cliffs, and he got pushed down off of the cliff. And this was after Justice Wargrave died, and Dr. Armstrong was killed during surgery, killed someone in surgery. He was drunk.
William Henry Moore, beat up James Lander, and he beat him up till he was dead, basically. And he died because a clock fell on his head, but we don't know who tipped the clock out of Vera's window to hit him in the head.
Yeah. Our next guest was Philip Lombard, and He left 21 members of the East African tribe to die. And he was not killed by the suspected murderer. He was killed by Vera Claythorne. She shot him with a revolver. And at this point in the book, there was only two of them. There's only two of them left on the island, which was Philip Lombard and Vera Claythorne. And, well, there was actually three people left, but they thought there was only two people. And Vera Claythorne thought the murderer was Philip Lombard, so she stole his revolver and shot him. And then she went back into the house. And
Vera Claythorne hung herself, actually.
Yeah.
And she didn't know how the rope got there or who put it there or how the chair was moved out from underneath of her. She killed Cyril Hamilton because she let him drown on purpose. But the murderer was Justice Wargrave. He faked his death and killed everyone else.
And he faked his death. He told Dr. Armstrong that he wanted to try to, confuse the actual murderer and fake his death. So he faked his death so that way everyone else would think that he couldn't be it because he was dead. And then him and Dr. Armstrong went out to the cliffs, and that's when he pushed him off the cliffs because he was the only one. Dr. Armstrong was the only one who knew he wasn't really dead. And so since everyone thinks that he was dead, he's just he kills everyone without them knowing. And he knew that Vera Claythorne was going to be tired and unconscious. So he sets the rope up in the chair. And he, once she gets the rope around her neck, he comes in through the door and pushes the chair out from under her, and she dies.
So that's basically what happens in the storm. In your opinion.
And then, so that way he never gets caught, Justice Wargrave, he sets a gun up and, he sets it up in a way that it will shoot him, but his fingerprints won't be on it, or it won't look like he stages it, so it looks like someone else did it, and so he commits suicide at the end of the book and movie.
Well, so in your opinion, who do you think, during the book, who did you think was the killer?
I thought it was Vera Claythorne because she seemed really suspicious because she always said crazy stuff, and she tried to blame everybody else. She put the blame on everybody else, so it kind of made it seem like she was guilty. And I guess she kind of was the killer since she killed Philip Lombard. But yeah, I didn't really. I suspected her because she just seems suspicious.
Yeah, what about you? I thought it was Emily Brent because she just was kind of quiet and kept to herself, and she was kind of mean. And also when the anonymous announcer announced who they had killed, what charges they were charged with. She didn't admit to it like everyone else did. So that's why I thought she was the killer.
Well, thanks for tuning in to our podcast. We will catch you next time on
Ealer Daily News.